Welcome to the Gallery Girl podcast. Gallery Girl is a London-based website and curatorial platform dedicated to contemporary art from across the globe. In this podcast, we're going to focus on female artists, curators, and practitioners who highlight art with roots in West Asia and North Africa. Enjoy. Welcome to the Gallery Girl podcast. Today I am joined by Armenian artist Maral Matik, who is based in Montreal, Canada. Her paintings explore existentialism, duality, and what it means to be a diasporan Armenian living outside the homeland. All of her subjects share traditional Middle Eastern features in some form or another, and each tell their own story, often mirroring her own feelings and experiences, and they are super gorgeous, and I'm super excited to have Maral with me. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
So I first wanted to ask, what got you into art in the first place? Like, when did you start making pieces?
When I was really young, at around 5 or 7 years old, I would just draw like you know those Barbie dolls, I would just take them and then draw them. I don't know why, but I was always interested in trying to replicate reality, even if it's in like an amateur way. I always wanted to replicate what I saw in real life, and now I allow myself to use it as a form of like self-expression. Before, it was more just like, okay, I'm gonna copy this. Now it's just to release any emotions I feel.
Yeah, and like a lot of your work is inspired by Armenia. Like, did you grow up in a house with Armenian artworks in it?
No, not at all, actually. I went to Armenian school, but they never taught us about Armenian art. For the longest time, I suppressed my Armenian identity.
Yeah.
And then I kind of felt lost without it. So I found my way back, and I found a lot of peace within, like, my culture. So now I feel like I'm at a better place. But I didn't grow up surrounded by, like, Armenian art and music. I kind of found that on my own, in a way.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have, like, a similar experience with my Armenian identity. Yeah, but I'm half Armenian, so I feel like it was even more, like, I kind of had to search for it. But you told me that you're... family is Egyptian Armenian and Turkish Armenian. So does the Turkish and Egyptian influence have like make its way into your work as well?
For sure. Growing up, with my grandparents, there was the Egyptian influence from my mom's side, but now it's really there's a lot of Turkish influence, and I know that that's very controversial because you know, but I grew up with. My family's from Istanbul, so I have connections there. And I just like taking inspirations from, like, different cultures, not just Armenianness. Yeah. I think it can be spread out to a wider region than that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people forget that most Western Armenians come from what is now Turkey anyway. So it kind of makes sense to have a Turkish influence. My mom still speaks Turkish because her grandparents spoke it, so it totally makes sense. How do you find, like, all the sources in your imagery? Like, where do you get them from?
Oh, that's a good question. So, I'd like to say that it's from, like, real life, but I don't get to see many cultural like influences. Like, I don't get to see Armenian dance shows, for example.
Yeah.
So I just go on Google or Pinterest and I do deep searches.
Yeah, there's quite a lot there.
Yeah, especially like old manuscripts, Armenian manuscripts. I really enjoy looking at those.
Yeah, amazing. And they often, like, your paintings, they always seem like really dreamy and like you're longing to, like, I don't know, like, I feel the emotion. Is that, like, almost like you're dreaming of, like, going to Armenia one day?
That's very true. I haven't been, so it's something I really want. It's a goal I want to accomplish, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it will be, like, so amazing for you the first time that you go.
Thank you. Have you been?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you've been, obviously.
Yeah. I think I was, like, 24. When I first went, and it was really interesting. It's beautiful for me, it was almost mm-hmm. a culture shock because my family is Lebanese Armenian, and I yeah. thought it was going to be like Beirut, and it's so mm-hmm. different, but in a good way. But it's just not what I was yeah. expecting. And I think what yeah. people don't realize is the Armenian community is so diverse that
mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah, so it's like
not just one set of Armenians for sure.
Yeah, which is great. But it's just mm-hmm. something that people don't get. What do your friends and family think about, like, what do your parents think about your work? Because I noticed mm-hmm. like more recently, like, it seems like a bit more, I wouldn't say like sexy, but like almost like a bit more provocative.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, actually. Oh my god, that's so true. They really support me because, like, with my Armenian art, they want me to pursue that and really include my culture in my work. I would say, I think they're proud of me. Okay. They want me yeah. to continue, but I'm kind of having a shift right now, and it's hard to navigate because I want to maintain, you know, like, my Armenian-ness in my art, but mm-hmm. I also want to grow and not just stay in one place. Yeah. But I don't think I would necessarily get everyone's support if I went a different path.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you don't have to show them if you change.
But it's on my Instagram, so it's public.
Right, okay. Yeah, I guess so. But you're super young. Are you going, like, are you planning to go to, like, art school or anything?
Man, I'm at a point now where I have to decide. Well, I don't have to, but I'm expected to decide what I want to do in university. And it's tough. I was thinking of pursuing art school in Armenia. I was looking at different schools.
Yeah.
It's just difficult, especially right now, because, you know, the virus. I'm thinking of really going into something with design. Okay. Like, I want to be a tattoo artist, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't expect that.
Yeah. It's kind of like...
yeah. Oh, crazy. Yeah. But that would be cool because I can see that, especially with your work, because it's very, like, figurative.
Kind of illustrative. Yeah. Like, I really like line work. So, yeah. Oh, well, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
So, just taking it. I don't know how the school system is like in Canada if you have to focus on one subject. Which you have to do in England, but I don't know if you're allowed to do, like, different things, like, in the States. So,
Yeah, you kind of have to focus on one thing here.
It's like England as well, yeah. I mean, I guess you can be like me and go back to school at 27. I mean, that's fine.
I could.
Yeah, but that's a long way for you. Speaking of lockdown... what did you get up to during that time, like, artistically?
So I realized that I don't enjoy going to school.
Right, okay.
Going to my classes. So now all my, like, classes are online. And I really find a lot more creative liberty. Like, sometimes when I'm listening to my, like, lectures, I'll just doodle a little on the side. Just, I'm able to freely express myself when I'm at home, and I don't feel as much pressure. So now I feel more chill to make art. It's not, like, I do feel pressured sometimes to keep up, you know, how much I'm creating.
Yeah.
But it's more like... now I see it as a time for self-care and to deal with whatever, like, stress I'm feeling because I'm confined like everyone else.
Yeah, I feel like it's a really good time for, like, self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And if people didn't make some big life decisions or realizations during this time, then they did lockdown wrong.
For sure, who are you if you didn't, like, realize?
Yeah, but you also write poetry as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get, like, how do you combine them? Like, what comes first, mm-hmm. the art or the poetry?
That's a good question. I think it goes both ways. Like, sometimes if I'm working on a piece, I'll refer back to my little journal. It's nothing, like, I wouldn't say I'm a poet, but I just like writing. So I'll refer to something I've written and see if I can take some inspiration out of that. Yeah, and then other times, I will... wait, do the opposite, basically. It's just however I feel that day, I guess.
Yeah.
So the question was, how do I, like, incorporate the two together?
Yeah.
Well, I think art in itself, like, when you're looking at something, it makes you feel a certain way inside. Like, it makes you think certain words, certain thoughts.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to draw some kind of connection between the two. It's hard for me to explain. I'm kind of out of mind.
No, it's cool. I understand. I think sometimes art can, like, communicate something that words can't, and then vice versa.
I remember
like, seeing one of your images on Instagram, and it was, like, a boy, and he was kind of moody. And then I think you had, like...
With all of them?
And then you had, like, some text, like, about him, and it was almost like the poem was, like, telling the story about him. I could be making this up, but I can, like, imagine him. He's like this.
Mm. And he's, like, I'm trying to think of which one it was.
I think he has a tattoo on his...
Was it?
On his
this
arm.
Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so everyone listening, Marla is showing me one of her paintings, and it's super gorgeous.
That one means a lot to me. I don't know why. It's no one in particular, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Makes me feel...
But I think it's all the colours as well, like the purple and, like, the red, and you just feel like...
Thank you,
Lovely colours.
Also, I don't think... I really wish that Armenian men were given the opportunity to be soft, you know, and, like, for vulnerability to be seen as a powerful thing. And I really, I don't know, I wish that they could be given, like, the chance to, like, fully express themselves, whether they're feeling sad or emotional. Like, I don't know. That's something I believe in.
Yeah, I think it's really good that you give them the opportunity to do that in your work, even if they're, like, fictional characters.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see that. Something I just want to ask, which is, like, completely unrelated, or it might not be, but gazelig, does that come from the word gazelle?
It does.
It's a Turkish word.
It's not. I kind of played with it because, well, my last name is Matig, and the IAN, Matigyan, was taken off,
right.
So now I'm just Matig. But Maral means gazelle in Armenian, Persian, and Turkish,
so
I just kind of took the ig in Matig and then the gazelle. It was kind of like...
Yeah, I was wondering what I thought, because isn't there a Turkish word, like, gazelle, which means... beautiful.
Güzel. Oh, yeah. That wasn't meant to be that, but a lot of people think that that's my last name.
Well, it's pretty either way, like, gazelle.
Thank you so much.
So are there any, like, Armenian artists that you look up to, like, who inspire you?
Yes. Do they just have to be, like, painters, or can they be musicians? Okay. So the first one is legendary Martiros Sarian. He would often do, like, mountain landscapes, and they're just so, like, dreamy.
Yeah,
I love them.
They're gorgeous.
Second one would be you, for sure. Like, I'm always amazed whenever you post. I'm like, oh, she did that. She really did that.
No way.
So, like, yeah, you really inspire me with how you, like, incorporate modernness with, like, traditional Armenianness. I love that
That's
so much.
Really sweet. Thank you. I can say the same way, the opposite side. I love your work.
Thank you. Another artist that I found a few months ago, his name is Viken Hovsepian. He makes music.
Okay.
It's very calming and, like, instrumental, and it feels very modern. Like, it doesn't, like, I know a lot of Armenian music can feel a bit too, like, old for me.
Right,
I like him with a modern twist. He does it really, really well. I would definitely recommend him.
Amazing.
If you're looking for new music.
Yeah, I found a lot of Armenian music is very nationalistic.
Yes, it is.
It's nice to find other sources. But besides Armenians, you mentioned before that you were, like, looking to go, maybe try going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other artists from, like, other cultural backgrounds that inspire
your
work?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually going to go on my Spotify right now. Okay, so one that I love, love, love. Her name is, Ravina Aurora. She's an Indian artist. She's indie, but I love that her indie music, like, incorporates her culture a lot with R&B style, and it's so beautiful to listen to. And she represents people of color really well in her music videos. So she's one I definitely love. There's a lot of others, like a lot of like East Asian artists as well. I don't know if you've heard of Rina Sa. Wait one second. I'm not gonna butcher.
I've met her before.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know her. She's really cool. And what about like visual artists?
Visual artists. There's a lot. There are a lot, but it's really hard for me to think of on the spot. An older one, he was Russian. His name is Nicholas Rorovich. Mm-hmm. He is similar to Martir Osarian in the sense that he painted landscapes. Okay. It's just very like spiritual and mystical. I really like that.
Oh, cool, amazing. Okay, so my final question is going to be, which is a hard one, especially since you're so young and you're like at school and whatever, but what are your plans for the future and your like artistic dreams and
This is very broad as an answer, but I really as an artist I just want to experience every culture possible around the world, because I think every culture has some kind of solace to offer in art and philosophy, and I just want to travel and see like where is the root of everything, like people's ancestry, their traditions, where does it come from, and how can I use that to like find peace within myself and within the world. Like, it's very broad, but I really want to experience different cultures and their forms of art. Like, not just Armenians.
Yeah.
I want to see what else there is out there.
Oh, amazing. Hopefully we'll all be able to do that once COVID leaves this planet.
If she leaves.
Oh, God, no. She will leave. I have to.
She
has to leave. Well, thank you, Maral, so much for your time. It was so great.
Thank you, Lizzie. You're so sweet and so beautiful. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Everyone can follow Maral at maral.gozelik on Instagram, and I will link everything. So, yeah, thank you. Shnoha galutun.
Shnoha galutun.
Hi, everyone. Maral and I actually recorded this podcast maybe about 6 weeks ago, and between then and now a lot has happened. If you've made it this far, you probably would have realised that we are both Armenian, and right now if you've listened to the news, you would have heard that Armenians are not having a very good time right now, and I'm not very good at talking about political things, but there is a war happening over a piece of land that is ethnically Armenian but internationally recognized as being part of Azerbaijan, and there are currently clashes which were brought on by the Azerbaijan government, which has left Armenians in a very vulnerable position and completely at danger. Maral, I don't know if you wanted to add anything or explain it a little bit better than me.
I myself am not the best at talking about political issues, however, I try not to excuse myself like that. It's very true the way you said it. We are in a very vulnerable state, not just, you know, as civilians in Armenia, because, well, I'm not a civilian, as diasporans, we're so threatened right now, and I don't know, it's very hard to navigate this, coming from a place of peace. Like, for me, it's very, very hard, because I'm struggling between, like, I want peace, you know, for Azerbaijan and Armenia. I want us to be at peace, but there's so much war, so much violence, and it's like two different extremes.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, in response to this, Maral has been making some artwork of Artsakh, and it's really beautiful. So did you want to tell us a little about that?
Yes, yeah, so I don't want to say launching. I'll just be posting it pretty soon, later today. I just felt like there was nothing I could do other than what I do best, which is just make art. And I will be donating all the proceeds from the profits made of those prints on my Etsy shop. And just, I think Artsakh is such a beautiful landscape. And painting Armenia has always been like a really calming thing for me, like especially when I listen to Armenian music while doing it, just like in my little room at night with my headphones on. It's a very meditative space for me. So I hope people, like especially non-Armenians, realize how beautiful it is. Yeah,
we just wanted to add this little section to let everyone know what is going on, and hopefully encourage people to read up about it and also to try and support the people affected through art. So I will link a link to Maral's Etsy page, and hopefully you'll see just how beautiful Artsakh is. And yeah, we just want peace.
Thank you.
Thank you.